Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Rob T with the Brothers of Discussion Pro Wrestling Podcast, and I'm very excited. We got another episode this week. Happy New Year, by the way. And listen, there's a lot of stuff going on with the podcast. Fanboy Dave is not here. I will get more into that detail a little later on, possibly on the next podcast. I do have a special guest host with me today who's going to help me out. She's going to be my partner in this podcast, but she is my partner in life. So I want to introduce everybody that's listening to my beautiful wife, Melissa Trevino. Hey, baby, how are you?
Hey.
Thank you so much for helping me with the podcast. I'm so glad that you're doing this with me.
Oh, yeah.
For all the fans out there that are listening, I want y'all to know my wife knows what's up when it comes to wrestling. She is a fan. It's a good thing we have her on the show. But we are excited. So real quick, before I introduce our guest, because we do have a special guest today, I told you guys about going to Uvalde, Texas back in December, and I went to check out Atlas Wrestling Promotions show Olympus, and man, I had a great time. It was so awesome. And one of the stars, probably the face of Atlas Wrestling Promotion, we have him here today. He is known as King Cobra Exotic, and he is with us in studio. What is up, Cobra? I'm so glad you are here.
What's going on, man? Thank you guys for having me. Yeah. You guys have a beautiful home.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much for the hospitality.
I'm glad to have you here. So glad that you're here, man. Let me ask you right off the bat, okay? Do you want me to call you by your name, Cobra, or do you want me to call you by your actual name?
Man, we're family. We're all friends here. I mean, Elijah, Cobra, doesn't matter.
All right, cool.
Call by your government name.
All right. Okay, so Elijah, yes, I am glad that you are here. I got to start it off like this, man. I went to the show back in December, and I was thoroughly impressed. And the reason why I was impressed, because I was going to an indie show. This is how I was, you know, driving. And first of all, I got to say, in Uvalde, that's where I grew up. So, you know, my cousin, Roland, he works with you guys and everything else. So we grew up together. So I was happy to go back home for this. You know what I mean? But anyway, when I get there, I'm surprised, man, because you guys had like your own Titantron and you guys have entrance music. And I mean, it was so cool, so professionally done for being an indie promotion. I was really impressed. But all that aside, you guys put on a great show and tell great stories, man. So I got to give you kudos right off the bat for that. Okay. So I love it. I love the promotion. I am a fan. I plan on going to the next show. And the shows after that, just so you know.
Well, thank you very much, man. We appreciate the support.
Man. It means a lot. It was awesome. Hopefully, I can drag my wife to the next one or something like that, too. That way, she can check it out, too. But, hey, man, let's start off with the obvious, brother. How did you get, you know, in the business? What made you want to become a wrestler? I mean, let's start with that. What made you want to get into this?
Man, I mean, my love for pro wrestling started at a young age, you know. I would say a good guesstimate would be around maybe 4 or 5 years old. Like, wow, I was really young, you know. I had the bed sheets of the NWO.
Nice.
I had, you know, the Triple H little stuffed figure. I had the Kane, the Stone Cold Undertaker. You know, I had, I just grew up watching wrestling. And, you know, it was my dad actually that got me into it. I think it was still the WWF at the time. I remember vividly. One of the birthday parties I had was like by a lake, mm-hmm. and it was WWF themed.
Nice.
It was really cool. You know, I grew up with it. As I grew up, I'm not going to lie, I got a little distant with it like towards my junior high school years, but that was because I didn't have the channels to watch it. So there was no way for me to really keep up with it as consistently.
Right.
After I graduated though, I was working in the oil fields for a little bit, and, I remember just one day just going through my emails, and Ticketmaster or WWE actually had sent me an email.
Oh, wow.
It was about Hell in a Cell going to San Antonio. And since I had a little bit of money at the time, I was like, it's been a while since I've been to a wrestling show. Why not? Let's go. So how I got into the business was funny, because it really all ties back down to this event. So before I went to this event, before I graduated, before I bought the tickets to Hell in a Cell, it was my sophomore year. I was about 200 pounds, and it was an unhealthy 200 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just wasn't happy with myself. I looked at myself in the mirror, and I just was like, man, I need to lose weight. I look bad. Like, I don't like how I look, and I wasn't happy with myself. My self-esteem was at an all-time low. I was going through really bad depression, And I started hitting the gym. So I started hitting the gym and I dropped down to about 150 within like a summer. Mm. It was like I started like towards the end of a school year. So it was like May, maybe. I would say like May.
Right.
And then by the next August, I was 150.
Wow.
So I started working out and that became like a part of me. So that's why like I still love working out to this day. So it really started there. And then also just me being in love with doing content creation. I've mm-hmm. always loved doing YouTube. I've made YouTube videos, done nice. Twitch. I've done all of those things, you know. So and you know, y'all will see why I brought it up, bring it up here in a bit. So I go to Hell in a Cell. Fast forward, I graduate high school. I go to Hell in a Cell. And this is like maybe 1 year or 2 years after I graduate high school.
Okay.
So I go to Hell in a Cell. And, you know, just being in the environment, you know, being inside the AT&T Center, watching the wrestling. Mm-hmm. And it just, honestly, it reminded me of why I loved pro wrestling. You know, right. seeing the crowd get involved, getting seeing them get hyped, excited. And it was, I think, the night too, I think, that Brock Lesnar returned. So I was
wow.
You even have like even more of an impact. Like as soon as he came out, just hearing the crowd just react. I remember vividly me looking around whenever he came out and seeing the crowd, like, oh my god, hearing the roar,
right,
hearing everyone excited, like, oh my god, that just happened,
right?
And it was at that moment where I was like, pro wrestling has everything that I love in it,
right?
You have professional wrestling, given I love pro wrestling. You have fitness, because you need to stay fit to mm-hmm. be a wrestler. You know, you got to be able to put on like 30-minute matches, whatever the case may be. And then it also has entertainment, because I love entertaining people.
Right.
When I realized that in that moment, it was a no-brainer. Why don't I do it? You know, I was about 20 years old, and I just thought, if I'm going to do it, I need to do it at a young age.
Yeah.
I need to start this at a young age. Mm-hmm. So I remember looking into wrestling schools and I just ended up at Black and Brave with Seth Rollins.
Wow. Yeah, you were trained by Seth freaking Rollins.
Yeah. Very good. That's a good laugh. That's a good laugh. Yeah. I was trained by Seth and Merrick and Matt Mayday. They were great. I loved it.
Where's the school located?
It's located in Davenport, Iowa. So,
you traveled all the way to Iowa.
Yeah. I relocated to Iowa for 3 months. I didn't live in Iowa. I lived in Moline, Illinois, which was, it's literally right across the bridge from Iowa. So it's like maybe a 20-minute drive.
Oh, okay.
I would like to say. Right. Yeah. So right. I was living there. I was there for about 3 months and then came back to Texas and started getting to work.
So you trained for 3 months.
I only had 3 months training. I had nothing before then.
Right.
A lot of guys, you know, here in Texas, and I've noticed, you know, they have to train for at least a year.
Right. Right.
You know, so definitely whenever it comes to, you know, the being technically sound with pro wrestling, I've noticed that, you know, a lot of these guys tend to be a little bit more technically sound than me.
Right.
But I'm not going to knock it. You know, I think I'm pretty good with 3 months only. I feel like I'm doing pretty well. Mm-hmm. Definitely would love to get more training, and I try to as often as I can.
Well, then you're also, in a sense, on the job training, if you
will,
when you're actually in a match.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, in a sense, yes. But I think the only thing about that is you do need to be at least good enough to put on a match, because you can't risk other people's life, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I feel like the only areas like I would tell myself or just say that I really need work on is just a little bit of chain. I feel like it's more the chain wrestling. The rest of the stuff I got, you know.
Gotcha.
But yeah, man, I mean, for 3 months of training working with Seth, still having him, you know, by my side, in a sense, anytime I have matches mm-hmm. I want reviewed, I just send it over to him and he'll let me know what he thinks about it, you know, give me critiques.
So you still keep in contact with him now?
Yeah, I mean, as often as I can. We all know he's a busy man, you know, with WWE and everything. He has a busy schedule, but yeah, I mean, I do keep up to date with him. I think the last time I had him review a match was actually before he took on Edge at Crown Jewel.
Wow.
That was actually the last time he watched a match of mine, and I think it was against Nathan Bradley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. What did he say?
He liked the match. Honestly, the biggest thing I took from that match is he said that was by far, like, probably the best match, I guess, structure-wise that he's seen from me.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Definitely, you know, that's definitely a good comment. Obviously, there was some critiques in there that I need to keep an eye out for and just work on. But I feel like that's the name of the game, you know. I feel like there's really hardly ever, you're never going to really hear of a perfect match. And it was always going to be something you can improve on. But definitely just getting that comment that that's the best match he's seen from me so far, structure wise. I mean, that's huge.
Right.
That's huge. So I definitely, I was happy with that.
That's response. Awesome. So are you from Uvalde?
I was born in New Ulm, Minnesota.
Okay.
But I kind of moved around a lot. But I've lived in Uvalde the longest. So I claim Uvalde.
Cool.
Yes, sir.
Cool. Yeah, that's my home away from home because I grew up there. I was going there since I was probably a baby.
Wow. You
know, yeah, like I'm 46 now, so I have 46 years. But I used to spend my summers there when I was a child every year. My mom would drop me off there, and that's where we'd go for holidays. So, yeah, Uvalde's my home away from home.
It's a nice little town.
It is.
It's a nice little town.
I still love it to this day.
How long were you there in Uvalde? Or how long have you been there in Uvalde?
I want to say over 8 years now. I've been there for over 8 years. I think before then I was in Crystal City. I was there for about 6-7 years. Mm. But yeah, I mean, those have been really the places I've been the longest. But I claim Uvalde because to me that just feels like home. You know, I feel like I've basically grown up my my teenage years. You know, I got accustomed to that place really early on. You know,
it was
right after my freshman year of high school, we moved to Uvalde. So I was there from sophomore year up until now. Wow. So I mean, yeah, that's basically my home. I like to call it
that's
home.
Awesome. They also great Mexican food too.
Pretty good, man. I'm not gonna lie. Pretty good.
Yeah. So AWP, is that something that you have a hand in, or was it a promotion already that you just became a part of? What's the story behind that?
So actually AWP, that actually was something that we haven't been around for long. I'm actually one of the shareholders for AWP. I'm one of the guys that helps run the show.
Okay. So you're not just a performer.
I'm not just a performer. I'm also a promoter in a sense. Yeah.
Nice.
It's definitely a tough job, you know, having to put on a show and then put together a show and then focus on having to go out there and put on a 5-star match at the same time. You know, it's definitely tough. But It's been a blast, man. You know, I feel like we brought something to Uvalde that was needed, and that's actually why we started. So we actually started up. It was actually April of, I believe, 2020. Yeah.
Wow.
April of 2020. That's when we started up. We didn't do shows, but we actually made the Facebook page around that time, and you know, we started, you know, getting logos done, stuff like that. And our first show wasn't until, I want to say, September of 2020.
Wow.
It was no fan show, so we went over to Houston Premier Arena and we did a no crowd show. It was just 3 matches, just a showcase, just to show everyone we got.
Right.
And
was a no fan thing because of COVID?
Yeah, it was a no fan thing because of COVID. Gotcha. We didn't have our first live show until AWP Homecoming, which was November of 2020.
Okay.
Yeah, and then that one was also in the same arena that Olympus was in.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, we haven't been around for very long, to be honest with you, but we started up because, you know, we love our town and we love pro wrestling, and we just felt like there was an audience there, and there just really isn't a lot to do. You know, Uvalde, I'm pretty sure, you know, used to have like a bowling alley.
Yeah.
All we really have outside of that is, I mean, a movie theater.
It's the same movie theater that was there when I was 13.
You know, all we really have is a movie theater, and then outside of that.
The bowling alley closed?
Yeah, the bowling alley's not there. We don't have the bowling alley. Yeah, so crazy. I mean, Uvalde really doesn't have much. So our thing was, why not bring wrestling? You know, this town needs something. You know, something that's going to, you know, be a source of entertainment, or, you know, just a place to get out and go have fun, you know, go have a good time.
Right. Well, that's good. I mean, my cousin Roland had told me about the promotion for a while. I just hadn't had a chance to go out there. So glad I did in December because, I mean, like I said, right when the show started, it was a great show, man. So let me ask you this question. You know, we all know, man. We know the deal behind pro wrestling and everything. It's sport, entertainment. There's psychology in there. I mean, is there a certain aspect of the business that you find more enjoyable than others?
I would say that's tricky. I would say I love it all equally, but I would say the biggest reason why I got into pro wrestling and kind of what motivates me to this day to be the best I can be is the entertainment side. And the reason why I say that is because I remember growing up, you know, I grew up watching guys like Eddie Guerrero, you know, watching guys like The Rock, very, very little bit of The Rock live, you know, but Watching guys like Eddie Guerrero, John Cena, Kurt Angle, a little bit of Steve Austin, Triple H, John Cena. I remember watching these guys, and these guys were, you know, portrayed, and they were larger than life athletes. You know, these guys motivated a lot of people. And I like to think that John Cena was one of those guys that, you know, took it a step, like went up above and beyond.
Right.
He went above and beyond and made a difference in the world. You know, he did it through Make-A-Wish and, you know, doing a lot of outside charity work. Mm-hmm. And to me, the way I see it, and I've always preached this, you know, to other, you know, other colleagues in the business, you know, is like us as pro wrestlers, I feel like we have also a responsibility on our hands. And that's to, you know, motivate the younger generations, mm-hmm. you know, to make an impact, to really do something positive, to, you know, just be a positive influence, you know, especially to the younger generations. Because, you know, I remember watching WWE and they were that to me, you know. And I know a lot of times nowadays, I've been reached out to go to birthday parties. I've been asked to, you know, to even, I've even done appearances. I've even gone to my number one fan. His name is Jackson. So I remember speaking with his pops. His pops, actually, his first show, first show together was back in February. It was at Elysium last year. And I remember me and him, we chatted a little bit after the show. You know, we got pretty close. We were pretty cool.
Right.
And I remember one night he was just telling me, you know, like, hey man, if you want, man, you know, go come on by and watch, you know, the AEW pay-per-view. Uh-huh. And I was just thinking about, I was like, you know, like, to me, I feel like it's kind of weird at first, but then I thought about it. And, you know, he was telling me like how much is like Jackson looked up to me. And I remember that day, I was just like, you know what? I feel like I'm going to make someone's day right now. So I remember taking the Atlas Division Championship before it was revealed to anyone.
Wow.
And I actually revealed it to them. You know, they were the first ever people to see that championship.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, like, I've done little appearances like that, and people offer me money for it. But it's just like, to me, it's just like, no, like I'm not going to take money for something like that. And, you know, I know some people even charge, you know, to take pictures or whatever, you know, that's up to them.
Right.
But at least to me, it's like, these are experiences that I feel like can really influence and be, you know, the driving force to, you know, someone that's growing up. You know, this could really influence someone to pursue pro wrestling. This could influence someone to chase their dreams. And I want to do that any way I can, you know. Right. So I do everything I can to, you know, just give back to the community, give back to my fans. It's just always what I've been about.
That's so cool. Awesome. So who did that for you? Who would you say inspired you the most?
I would say my inspiration in WWE, I would have to, in like the wrestling world, I would say that definitely had to have been, you know, probably Eddie Guerrero and Edge. Those mm-hmm. are like kind of my biggest driving forces, at least from pro wrestling. I never got a chance to meet any of them. But outside of that, I would say a lot of my inspiration came from, you know, my grandfather. I'm not going to lie. I feel like my grandfather's been a really huge inspiration mm-hmm. in everything I've done. You know,
right.
There's been, I think, at least he's had a little piece. I've actually had his birthday engraved on a lot of my designs. Like, if you pay attention to the crowns on some of the things, you'll see a date. And that was actually my grandfather's birthday.
Oh, wow.
And I feel like he was an inspiration to me without even knowing it. And that really is because, you know, he had cancer. He was battling liver cancer for a long time, and he ended up passing away last year. And I believe it was April. I want to say it was April of last year. He never got a chance to see me wrestle or anything, but that man, his determination and his willingness to, you know, he was just always a happy person, even with everything going on with his illness, with battling cancer. Like, he was still the same lively man that we all grew up loving, you know, always cracking the jokes, always the life of the party, you know. Right. And, you know, even with all of that, he was more concerned about, you know, my grandmother more than his own well-being.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, I feel like that's just huge. You know, I
that's
feel
awesome.
Like that's really what pushed me, and that just inspired me. And I don't know if you noticed it, even at Olympus, I was wearing like an armband.
I did.
That was actually, yeah, that armband was, I made that in honor of my grandfather.
Oh, that's
it was a green ribbon. Yeah. I would say, like, outside of the wrestlers, he's been my biggest influence for
sure. That's awesome. That's awesome. So let's get a little bit into who you are, you know, in the ring. So King Cobra Exotic, that's definitely a unique name. How did you come up with that?
So
Just like snakes then, or what?
No, actually, that's funny. I am terrified of snakes.
So am I. Wow.
I am terrified of snakes. Never bring a snake towards me because I'm running away. I don't care. But no, so the name is Exotic. It's kind of like, you know, with Randy Orton, you know. His name is Randy Orton, right. But they know him as the Viper.
Right.
That's kind of what I'm going for.
Oh, I see.
They know me as the King Cobra, but right. My name is Exotic.
Gotcha.
So okay. Really where all of that came about was... my YouTube, actually. So I have been doing YouTube since I was in junior high. So about seventh grade, give or take, around seventh grade. Started a gaming YouTube channel. I bounced around a lot of different names.
Right.
But then one day I was just like, okay, you know what? I'm going to try changing everything up again. This was like the third or fourth time at this point.
Right.
Like I was just like, okay, well, I need to find a way to make this work. So I revamped myself. I looked through a thesaurus. I wanted something that was different. I literally looked up, you know, what is like another word for something different, unique.
Right.
And one of the words was exotic. And to me, that sounds cool. You know? So as you guys know, you know, something exotic is something that's really not from here, something foreign kind of, you know, something different. So I thought about, I was like, okay, so what are some exotic animals? So I was thinking of some, and the one that came to mind, at least for me, was a king cobra, because they are exotic to North America. To us, like, we don't really have them here, you know, so it is an exotic animal.
Right.
So I chose that name Exotic for my YouTube channel, and I chose the mascot to be a king cobra.
Okay.
So I really just brought that over to my wrestling gimmick, and it's just stuck. It's just worked.
Yeah.
So
I gotta admit, the little mask that you wear to the ring, that's pretty cool. Is that a design of your own making or?
No, I am not that creative. I'm not that smart. I applaud you and thank you for trying to give me that much credit. But so the mask came about. Originally, my mask was very simple. The cameraman over here will probably remember what the mask looks like.
Yeah.
But it was literally a mask that is like kind of like a face shield.
Right.
Kind of like a face shield. It was like a black face shield with like literally just a cobra tongue and little teeth stitched into it.
Oh, okay.
It was very simple. Right. It cost like maybe only like, I think that only cost me like $150 somewhere around there.
Okay.
To get from like I forgot where I even ordered it from. But, you know, it was something.
Got it on Etsy.
Yeah. Right. Probably on Etsy. but I remember, yeah. So it was very simple. But then I was just like, I was ordering new gear, in the process of ordering new gear, which was the black tights. I don't think you've seen the black tights, but I got upgraded gear, and I reached out to Rockwell Masks. So Rockwell has made like a lot of masks for guys that are in AEW, some people that are in WWE.
Nice.
He even, I think, made Mustafa Ali's glow mask.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah, so I reached out to him. And, you know, at first I was pitching the idea of kind of doing the same thing, but except like maybe more detailed, because I felt like the other one wasn't detailed enough.
Right.
And he said, well, we could do something a little bit different. Let me get to work on it. And, you know, just tell me if you like it or not. And he sends me a picture of it. It's not too long after. I think it was like maybe a few days later.
Right.
And I thought it was just like a 3D scan of what the mask is now.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's really cool. I like that.
Uh-huh.
I was like, yeah, we'll go with that one. And then literally a few days later, it's in my mailbox. I thought it was a 3D scan, but it was the actual thing. You know, I was wow. Like, I don't know how he's able to do that, but that's just talent.
It's really, really cool. So obviously, I can tell just from some of the videos I've seen, of course, seeing you in action live and everything else, which I do want to get to that, by the way. We got to talk about that match. But anyway, before we get there, though, I definitely can tell you're the good guy, or as they say, right, in the business, you're the face, right? So we've heard it said before, anybody that's a wrestling fan knows that a lot of the wrestlers that have said it in the interviews, that their character is them turned up, right, in the volume. So would you say that about you? Is that what you are? Are you naturally a face? Are you naturally the good guy? Is that who you are?
I would like to think so. Yeah. I would like to think so, you know? I mean, it's just one of those things where, you know, even just with who I am inside the ring, like, I like to think that I'm terrible with talking trash, first of all. You know, I never grew up like that, like, as a bully or anything. Yeah.
Were you bullied as a kid?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was bullied as a kid for sure. You know, I definitely was, you know, growing up. And I feel like that kind of also played a factor into why I got into working out, you know,
gotcha.
Because I was really overlooked, you know, in high school, you know, I was really overlooked so much and people didn't notice me until I started working out and started getting fit.
Right.
It was really shady, but,
right.
But I mean, I guess that's just the nature of life. Right. But, I mean, I agree with that statement. You know, what you see in the ring is just me. I'm just being me.
Yeah.
Just amplified.
Yeah.
A lot.
Lot. Well, I mean, I'll tell you, when I was there, dude, the kids love you, man. You know, the kids really love you. And and your gear that you were wearing that day, it's perfect, you know, for kids. It's got the bright colors, you know, and everything else. I'll be honest. When I first saw your pictures, right, before I ever saw you even doing any kind of action or anything else, I was expecting you to start doing the, you know, the kung fu moves with the snake or something like that. You know, that's already what I was kind of looking for. But
like Santino?
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly.
I knew.
The little.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember that because the first thing I thought of was Sako. I was like, no, it was a snake. Who was that? Oh, what would happen to him?
It was the cobra. That's what it was.
That was awesome. I freaking love that.
No, it was great. But seeing you in the ring, man, I can definitely see the Seth Rollins influence for sure. You know, because a lot of the stuff you do is kind of like his style. You got some high flying stuff in there, you can work a crowd, man. I'll definitely give you that. Let's go into the match that you had at Olympus.
Man.
You had one heck of a match. It was pretty exciting. It was a three levels of hell, right?
Yeah, that's the three stages of hell.
Three stages of hell. There you go. Yeah. Three stages of hell match. And it was against Eric Shadows. So I'm still getting used to everything going on in Atlas, but apparently you got some beef with the House of Wolves, right?
Yeah.
That's what they're called. Don't really know what that entails. I'm actually hoping to get to talk to Eric Shadows the next one of the next couple of podcasts. I'll probably get more insight then. But what's the beef with them, man? What's going on with the House of Wolves?
Yeah, so the House of Wolves has been, you know, under my skin, I would like to say, since the first ever show of AWP.
Really?
Yeah, so this has been a rivalry that's been going on since September of 2020. Yeah.
Wow.
It really all started when Pac Ortega, after my match against him, you know, who at the time I thought was a good friend of mine, someone I had mutual respect with, you know, I considered him a best friend. He ended up stabbing me in the back, actually.
Oh, wow.
Him with a masked vigilante that no one really knew who it was for the longest time.
Right.
We come to find out at Homecoming that, you know, it was actually Eric Shadows that was the leader of this group. Eric Shadows actually in the main event after his match against Alex Arsenal, he ended up attacking Alex Arsenal with the help of them, and
gotcha.
he was leading the charge, you know. So that's kind of my beef, you know. It's just like it all started there. We've been fighting since then. You know, every opportunity I've gotten,
right,
you know, to fight for gold, you know, it's always just been kind of shut out and brought down because of them.
Yeah.
You know, my match against Nathan Bradley, I didn't lose that match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I won the match via disqualification because
right.
Eric Shadows, you know, had the audacity to hit me,
right,
you know, to get in the ring, drop me, you know. He did what he had to do to, you know, save Nathan Bradley's title, but you know, that's why I came after him. I was like, okay, you want to keep me from winning that championship?
Right.
All right, I'm coming for you.
Right. So it was basically more than just the title, although the title is something that you wanted.
Of course.
There was definitely some animosity there for sure.
Of course.
I saw that match. I do got to say, and I'm just going to put it out there because I'm already sure you've heard it time and time and time again. I think the winner of that match was the table, bro.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So, for those that don't know, this three stages of hell match, the second fall was tables match. Basically, the rules for a tables match is that if you drive your opponent through a table, you win the match. That table did not break.
It would not break.
And you put him, you tried to put him through it like, what, four times?
No, it was three.
It was three, okay.
But, so I mean, three is a magic number, okay? If it doesn't break out the third time,
yeah.
So. We already know.
Technically, you won that. You won that fall, but yeah, that table did not. I really, God. When I saw that happen, I was just like, oh, that looks like it hurts so bad.
I might not like him, but I would never wish that type of pain. Like that, like
I was gonna say, how did that feel the next day?
Oh man, don't ask me.
Don't ask me. Yeah, you didn't go through it.
It wasn't me.
That'll have to be a question I ask Eric Shadows when I do interview him. So you didn't win the title that day. I just kind of have a feeling, especially you know, after this match was over, that y'all's rivalry is far from over. I mean, I don't really think a score was really settled. I mean, you got some good shots in, definitely, but, you know, you didn't walk away with the title. Not trying to rub it in, of course, but, you know, just it is
that stung
it is.
A little bit, but you're a good dude.
I got to say, I'm interested in getting to meet Mr. Shadows because, like I said, I was there. I was front row, and this guy got into it with a fan.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, man, there's supposed to be these boundaries between performers and fans, and this guy didn't care. He didn't care at all. Mm-hmm. So is this the breed of bad guys in AWP or what? These guys don't care about the fans or...
I mean, I guess it's just how it is, but I mean, that's why you have guys like me, you know, someone needs to stand up.
Yeah.
Someone needs to stand up to him, and that's just where I come in, you know. Yeah. I grew up, like I said, I grew up being bullied, and right. I think the biggest thing for me was, you know, I grew up on, you know, respect and, you know, being such a nice person that I let it happen. You know, right. There was times in middle school and, you know, junior high where I'd get punched and I wouldn't fight back. Mm. I'd just let it happen.
Right.
You know, but now that I look back at it, I'm like, wow, I was stupid.
Yeah.
You know, and now I'm in, you know, the position I'm in, you know, to show that, hey, I mean, you know, I'm just not going to let people push me around, you know,
right.
And right. especially if they're disrespecting, you know, my home people, you know, just the crowd in general, people that pay their hard earned money, you know, to come to these shows.
Yeah.
To experience an AWP show, I'm not gonna let them be pushed around like that. Like that's just not tolerable. So that's why I did what I did. I dropped him in a freaking trailer.
Yeah, that was
I threw him in the trailer.
That was good. That was really that was unexpected for sure.
Yeah.
That was good. Now going back to what you just said about you know, the fans paying their hard earned money. I gotta say, man, you really get more bang for your buck when it comes to AWP.
You think so?
I do. I'm just gonna put this out there. I got to sit front row. I was front row. I had a great time. You got video to prove that too, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw them dance moves, bro. Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah. No, I had a really great time. But what got me, and actually my wife wasn't able to go, but I told her how much the tickets were just for that seat. I mean, $35 is not bad.
And that was for our biggest show of the year.
And it was, you had two promotions that day. You had AWP, and then the other one was, I'm sorry, I don't remember the name, but
Ringside Records, Southern Stampede.
There you go. So you basically got two shows for the price of one, really. And to be able to sit that close to really see the action, I mean, these guys were frightened right in front of us. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm telling you guys, if you have not been to an Atlas Wrestling Promotion show, you got to go. It is worth the price of admission. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, Exotic is here in front of me. I really mean it. It is definitely worth the price of admission.
I'll body slam if you say otherwise.
And I will say this. I was already checking out tickets for your next show in February. And, bro, $10?
$10.
You cannot beat that, man.
$10, kids, 10 and under, free.
Now, is that nice. Is that the floor too? Is that everything?
It's the Lone Star. You know, the venue's not very big, so, you know, it's just really first come, first serve. Gotcha. $10, you can be front row.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to be there for sure, front row.
He's going to see you there an hour early.
Yeah, probably. Probably. I definitely want to be there. No, I was saying this, you know, before. I definitely want this podcast to kind of, I guess, sponsor you guys in a way. Like, I really believe in the promotion for sure. And it's not just because I got family working for you either. It's actually more than that. I do got to say this. I'm going to put this out there. So your main owner, I forget his name. What is it? What's his name? Help me out. I guess the main dude. Anyway, I don't remember his name. I apologize for that. But his mother-in-law. His mother-in-law who works at concession stands.
You're talking about Orlando? Oh, it's because we all own 25%.
Right. I know you're owner too. So another one of the owners.
Yeah.
So Orlando, is that his name?
Yes.
Okay. So his mother-in-law, her name's Luella. Everybody calls her Lulu, right?
Yeah.
I grew up with her.
Yeah, I was. I remember he just told me. He did tell me about it.
Yeah, she beat me up when I was a kid.
Did she give you a pile driver?
Oh my God, dude!
Did you with the tombstone?
It was bad. It was bad. It was bad. Sorry, we're having technical issues here. There? Okay, cool. I saw her at the event and we talked a little bit. But yeah, her and I, we grew up in the same neighborhood. That's the neighborhood I'm from.
Wow.
Is that neighborhood. So it's like I'm actually kind of intertwined with y'all's promotion a little bit because of a couple of people.
God dang. Which is kind of crazy.
But that aside, I got to tell you, I was very like I said, it was impressive. It was very entertaining. It made me want to go back and see it again. You know, I really got invested in the different characters I saw. And I am a pro wrestling fan from the old school, man. For me, it's about storytelling. You know, I'm the kayfabe guy. You know, I love it when it feels real. You know, I love that about pro wrestling. That's why I watch it to this day. WWE's got, I kind of got a beef with them a little, because right now I don't know what the heck they're doing, but AEW I'm a big fan of as well. But you guys, y'all put on such a great show. I'm really digging the stories right now. I'm really not liking your heels, so that's a good thing, you know, because you're not supposed to like your bad guys. Speaking of that, you got an event coming up in February, and I was there at Olympus. I saw this guy, Danny O'Ryan, he's gonna be your opponent in February. Yep. And this guy's got a mouth on him, man.
He does.
I mean, he's just like, I don't like him.
If only he could fight as good as he could talk. I'm pretty sure his win-loss would be a little bit better.
Well, I will say this about him. I got to give credit where credit is due. I saw the five-way match that he was in, and dude's got some skills.
I'll
give it to him. He's got some skills. He was really good, but it seemed like he cared more about moving his mouth than he did, you know, doing what he was doing in the ring.
That's probably why he lost.
Yeah, he did lose. Yep. But he was decent. So I get it. Again, I'm still getting to know you guys' promotion and everything, but I did see after Olympus, you had just got done having a three stages of hell match, and you're being interviewed. And this guy comes from behind and just knocks you silly.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, that wasn't cool. So is this what sparked this match? Or was it already something that you guys were already planning on doing? Or
no, I feel like it kind of all came to be after Purgatory.
Okay.
So Purgatory was the event we had, I want to say it was September. Yeah, so Purgatory happened in September. And this all really sparked there, you know. Okay. After the show, after he had just had a triple threat match to crown, or I think it was just a triple threat match. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
He was a part of a triple threat match. He ended up losing. And he just got on the mic and started talking really ugly about Uvalde. You know, wow. Really ugly about the town. Really ugly about the people. You know, and then he even took a few shots at me. I mean, I give the kid credit. You know, you wanna make a statement, you might as well come for the most popular guy. You know,
right,
it's just how it is, whatever.
Right.
But you know, once he started really talking about the people, you know, and really just making fun of everybody, that's when I just came out.
Yeah.
I did what I had to do. I just gave him a DVS.
So basically a bully. Up.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I had to put down the bully. Got to do whatever you got to do. But that's really where it all started, you know. But I mean, it's one of those things where I'm used to it, you know, right. Even though like I'm used to having the odds stacked against me, you know. Yeah. I've had it happen to me in June whenever I was facing Pac Ortega, who's one of the members of the House of Wolves.
Right.
I had a match against Pac Ortega in the last man standing, and then the House of Wolves got involved. I still came in with the victor. So having Danny O'Ryan, you know, him and his partner attacking me from behind, I'm right. Used to it. You know, this is not new territory to me.
Right.
I'm ready to go.
Right. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to that match. Now, is there any special stipulation to the match? Is it like a falls count anywhere, or is it just a regular match?
It's just a regular match.
Okay.
It's just now, a regular match.
You do realize this guy's probably going to get dirty with you.
I mean, I got to be ready for whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever comes my way.
I mean, if he'll attack you from behind, I wouldn't put anything past him. You know what I mean? I'm sure he's going to come at you with something for sure. And then of course he's got these other guys with them. I forget what their faction's called. But I know he's got more than one.
Yeah, Culture Shock.
Culture Shock. There you go. So yeah, I think you got a challenge ahead of you, man. But dude, I saw you in that match in December. I think you got a great shot at taking him down for sure.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. I'm not really all too concerned about necessarily my match with him. To me, the way I look at it is, obviously, you never want to underestimate your opponents.
Right.
You know, you
right.
never do.
Right.
And I'm not underestimating him by any stretch of the imagination. I know he's very talented, mm-hmm. very gifted individual. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things where, you know, I'm confident in my own abilities as well. You know, I'm confident in who I am. I'm confident as to what I bring to the table.
Right.
So I guess we'll see what happens.
For sure.
Aftermath. All I know is I'm not going down without a fight. you're going to damn near have to kill me to beat me.
Wow.
That's all there is to it.
I love your drive, man. And I love your passion. I'll say that for sure. You can guarantee I'll be there front row cheering you on, brother. That's for sure. Yeah. That's for sure.
Thank you, sir.
We're going to take a little break. When we come back, I want to talk more about the event. I want to talk about more, since you said you do play kind of promoter and, you know, talent. We'll let you be the promoter now and kind of explain, you know, give us a little bit more about the event itself. Maybe tell us a little bit of some of the other stories that are going on there as well. That way we can get people hyped up about going to check this thing out, okay?
Sounds good.
So when we come back after the break with our second segment, we'll talk more about the event itself. So we'll be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Fellas, I know how it is. Your hair and beard are looking rough and you need to get it taken care of right away. The problem is, where do you go? Say no more, because I have the perfect place for you. At Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop, you'll get that fresh cut and trim by well-trained professionals who know just how to get what you want, a man's cut and a man's trim. Dallas and Jawan will hook you up with your tailored-to-you cut and beard trim, along with the straight razor shave and a relaxing hot towel treatment. These fellas will give you that old-school treatment where you sit back, relax, and unwind while you get back to looking like a gentleman should. When you walk in the door, talk to old Dow and let him know that the Brothers of Discussion sent you, and he'll offer you a complimentary cold one or a shot of whiskey. Stop by 322 West Hopkins Street in San Marcos, Texas, or you can go online and make your appointment today at hanleysbarbershop.com. Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop, where good times and good vibes make for a great look.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead and do your stupid intro, dog.
You know what? Shut your mouth. All right. Shut your mouth.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
We're
dog.
Back.
Good luck.
From good luck. Break. Chump. So that voice, that annoying voice that you're hearing right now, is apparently
not annoying enough. You got me here, dog.
King Cobra Exotic's opponent that he's going to be facing at the next event, which is going to be happening
really
in February.
Opponent, if you think about it. If you really think about it, he's kind of my opponent. He's the B side. I'm the A side. That's why I'm here, right? That's
is that true? Is that really true? Last time I checked, I made event in more matches than you ever have, dog. You're still irrelevant here.
Last time I checked, I beat your ass after you lost a match. So
oh, did you?
A side.
All right, look,
go ahead.
Let me do my intro, all right? Okay. I agreed to be professional, so I'm asking you to do the same, okay? So real quick, ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know what happened. We were cutting a little promo for the podcast, and... the esteemed gentleman sitting to my right happened to come into my house unannounced and put his hands on my wife on top of that.
Allegedly.
Which you're lucky I didn't kick your ass for that one. But anyway.
You can try, dog.
But anyway, he came in.
Couch, you neckbeard.
Anyway, he came in unannounced. I decided not to kick him out because I figured it would be best to have him come in and I'm going to interview him. And Mr. Orion, I did promise you that I would be professional. I'm going to be professional. I'm going to ask you questions because, you know, I think the audience wants to know who it is that's going to be facing King Cobra Exotic here. I want to know. I've seen you in action, and I do got to say, my feelings for you right now aside, you are a great talent in the ring. I was very impressed with your
work.
What
a very truthful man you are. You know what? First of all, I'm proud of you for getting through that intro, and I'm proud of you for being man enough for having me for this interview, because you know, now that I'm here, this will get more views, more clicks, and more money for you, and more money for me. It all works out. So good job. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. Anyway.
I'm very proud of you.
Anyway, so I'm going to stay professional, ladies and gentlemen. King Cobra, you did agree to this, so you're good. I appreciate your patience.
What a man.
So let's start from the beginning, okay? Before we get into y'all's rivalry and y'all's fight, serious question, even though I'm going to put my feelings aside, but why don't you tell the audience how you got into this illustrious business of professional wrestling?
Well, for being real, I see chumps like this doofus sitting right across from me doing what he thinks is pro wrestling, and it kind of pisses me off, all right? Sorry for the harsh language.
That's all right.
But I'm very angry right now.
That's all right.
I see idiots like this get in the ring thinking they're entertaining a crowd. And quite frankly, it pisses me off.
Okay.
What does he do that elicits a response from the fans? Oh, he comes out in this cute little snake get mask. Ooh, it's a snake. Kids like snakes. That's why I wear it, right? Wrong. You are such a dickhead.
Wow.
No one even likes snakes.
Wow.
It's better coming out to cheers than to crickets, dog. That's all I got to say.
Oh, wow.
Crickets.
All right. Crickets. Okay, so you felt that the sport of professional wrestling basically needed
you. It needs
you.
Me.
needs
it
you.
It needs me to save it from people like this.
Okay, fair
this
enough.
This clown that dresses up in a snake costume. Who does that? By the way, a snake out of all the animals. You couldn't have been a cute bear? What a freak. You were such a freak.
Wow.
So what do you bring to the table that he doesn't? How are you saving us?
Well, I'm pretty good looking. All right, the curly hair's there. My God, okay. Am I beautiful? I'm athletic as all hell. I can talk. I can go in the ring. I can do it all. This dude is just good at putting together cute costumes. You're like a clown, dog. You make balloon animals for fun, basically. I mean, what else do you do?
Well, if I may, during the first segment, we had a big conversation about where he's, you know, come from and whatnot. And, I mean, you were trained by Seth Rollins.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah, and that's like top of the line, top business. So this guy is no joke. Now, I'm not implying that you are, okay? I'm not. Like I said, I've seen you perform. You are definitely talented. I will give you that.
You hear that fake laugh?
I will give you that. You are definitely talented, okay? So I just got to ask, since I was trying to get some of your background and stuff, but apparently you want to make it about this rivalry. That's fine. I'll go with the flow. What is it you got against him besides all the BS you just said? What is it? Is it because you think maybe he is better and you got to prove that you're better than him?
There's the fake laugh again. See, here's the thing, right? I got asked to come to Atlas and put on a show for the fans. And that's what I came out to do, which, by the way, Uvalde, I'm never going to say your name right because you guys don't deserve my respect. I came into Uvalde and I got booed immediately.
I wonder why.
Probably because I'm so goddamn cute. They ain't never seen nothing like
that. Dog, you look like Ronald Fake McDonald laugh. Off of eBay. Just shut your ass up.
I'm a cute Burger King, dog. So shut the F up.
Wow.
So here's the thing. I came into Uvalde, got booed immediately. I was in a three-way match. They basically ganged up on me and I lost. Okay? I got on the mic afterwards, all right, confessed how frustrated I was, ran down the people because they don't deserve my respect. They never gave me any respect in the first place. And then this little white knight came out and decided to defend his hometown. Ooh, I love Uvalde. I stink just like you people. Look at me. Wow. All of our teeth are crooked. We're all the same.
Wow.
And he took it up an extra notch and tried to fight me. For what? For what?
Tried.
What's your reason?
Tried?
You tried because
I didn't
back.
Try to
I'm
fight
still
you.
Alive.
Last time I checked.
I'm still
and
alive.
And we can even show them the film. Last time I checked, I laid your ass out in the middle of that ring. Why'd I do that? Because Big it's laugh. Hypocrites like you. It's assholes like you. Y'all are the bullies in the professional wrestling scene. And last time I checked, I've never been cool with that. Whenever I was younger, I was bullied all the time. We talked about this in the interview.
Yeah.
I was bullied as a kid.
Boo-hoo, dog.
And you know what? Now I'm at a point in my life where I'm able to make an impact. God. And because I'm able to make an impact, I'm going to do whatever it takes to silence the bullies, to put them away. And that's just all it's about, man. That's all it's about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And wow, you got a lot of, I got to give it to you. You got a lot of nuts to be able to talk smack about Uvalde.
What is this podcast? He's name dropping companies and you're talking about nuts, dude. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, dude, I'm sorry. I got to admit, I'm still a little upset. Now you're talking about where I grew up, Uvalde, Texas. As Uvalde. I said at the beginning of the first segment, that's where I grew up. We are a different breed of people.
Makes sense. Yeah, you guys are.
And well, you know, it is what it is. Okay, so look, let's move past this just for a second, if you will. Okay. Like I said, I saw you perform in the ring.
And I was pretty
really
good, wasn't I?
Yes, you were. I'll give you that. You were really good. Here's what I want to know, Danny. Who trained you? Where did you get your training? Was this? I'm sure it was a lot of just pure natural talent, but you know you have to get some training. Can you tell me where you got your training from? Where did you start your career?
Well, I wasn't trained by Seth freaking Rollins. I can tell you that. I was trained by a humble group of people at AAPW in Austin, Texas. Actually still train there to this day.
Okay.
Because they need me.
Gotcha.
To save the business from people like this dork sitting across from me.
You've established that. Okay.
So, yeah, I trained in Austin, Texas at AAPW, one of the greatest schools of all time that you could possibly go to. I don't need to pay $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 to get trained by a WWE superstar. Mm-hmm. Superstar, not pro wrestler, by the way. Because we're pro wrestlers.
Gotcha. So... I mean, I have to be honest, Cobra, he makes a good point. WWE superstars, they do call themselves superstars. They're not pro wrestlers. Not to take away from any of your skills whatsoever, but, I mean, how do you respond to that?
There's no way to respond to it. I mean, he's right.
A scripted promo, maybe?
Coming from, He is coming from AAPW, very well known, very respected school. The only difference is I have wins on my record. He doesn't. Last time I checked, he has no wins. So who is Danny O'Ryan? Yeah. That's just how I see it, honestly.
Danny O'Ryan. Ooh, don't even get me started. Danny O'Ryan, you want to know why I don't have any wins at Atlas? Is because you guys stack the deck against me. And that is my main problem with you. You come out there and you get the easiest path every single time you go out there. And guess what? You're still a loser. Olympus, that was supposed to be your crowning moment. You were a loser. And I made you even more of a loser after Olympus when I beat your ass. So,
well, hold on. I saw the footage. King Cobra. I saw the footage. Yes, you did, but you did it from behind. Much like tonight, by the way, showing up, you know, I didn't invite you.
I like behind. What's the problem with that?
Well, I'm just saying a man fights face to face. Not attacks from behind. And let's not forget, you weren't by yourself.
A man. I am the star boy, so let's get that out of the way, okay? I'm a star boy. I don't give a damn if you call me a man or if I'm not a man. If I am a man, who cares? I am the star
boy. Keyword is boy.
Star boy, because I'm cute as F, because I don't curse, because I am media trained. Something that you'd probably know about, because you went to Seth Rollins, right? Media training. You guys are good at that. So what? I attacked him from behind. I threw a pretty sick-ass right hand after I hit him from behind. So that's really what we really should be talking about. How was my right hand so goddamn good?
Yeah, I got to feel that right hand, so I'll give you that one.
Mm. I'll give you that one. Chef's kiss.
Mm-hmm. So I think, did you have a question? I'm sorry, I thought you had a question. But anyway, okay, so.
I've got nothing to say to this guy.
Okay.
Yeah. In awe, it happens.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Someone's fooling himself.
I was thinking the same thing. All right, so you got your training done. Have you been touring just here in Texas, or do you go all over the country to perform? I mean, you know, tell me a little bit about just your career in general.
Well, in my illustrious career, I've been doing
this. I'll answer this question for him. I'm basically making his career. He's never had a big match. He wants to talk about having big matches.
Oh, wow.
He's only had maybe two matches in AWP.
Encyclopedia of Danny O'Ryan. That's
he's
crazy.
Maybe only had two matches in AWP. I'm about to make you a star. You're welcome. I honestly, if anything, I'm doing him more of a favor than he's doing me. All I'm doing is I'm standing up for what I believe in, and that's Uvalde. That's all I'm doing.
This guy must be dyslexic, because I've actually had three matches, you big goof. All right. First match, Aaron Harms and Chris Austin stacked a deck against me. They both teamed up against me. I lost that. Okay, fine. Came back for a second match, tag team match, against your punk ass and Chris Austin. And what do you know? You guys cheated. You guys are doing all types of flippy dippy shit I ain't never seen before in my life. You know I have vertigo. I couldn't tell what was going on. I got pinned in that too. That's cool. And then I just had a match at Olympus where I saw you lose. I may have happened to lose that night too because someone decided to bring weapons into the mix. That wasn't allowed.
It is allowed. It's no disqualification.
I didn't agree to those terms, dog. Wow. So to me,
and I pinned you at Purgatory. I pinned you at Homecoming, actually.
Yeah, but there was too much stuff going on the outside. Like I said, I have vertigo at the ripe young age of 23, so I was really at a disadvantage when you think about it. But three matches, you dyslexic goober.
I really did enjoy that match at Olympus where you did lose.
You know, I'm happy you said that because I have a problem with you, too. I've listened to your last three mediocre podcast episodes. Wow. And you happened to mention Atlas, and your last episode you mentioned Olympus, and you didn't say anything about my match. So are you kissing my ass right now?
No, I'm not.
Right here in front of you?
Like I said, you have some talent, but to be fair, it just didn't outweigh this man's talent over here. I mean, I left that show with that match on my mind, and it was the highlight of the night for me. Not to take away from what you did in the ring, because what you did in the ring was great. I thought you were you were really good. You did lose. But it was still,
I'm sure it was great. I mean, some people are just forgettable.
Ah, there you go. Mm. There you go. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever I think about Danny O'Ryan, I think about Generic.
Mm. Yeah. I think about Generic too when I think about your two's sex life. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
You think about their sex life?
That's kind of weird.
That, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, you know what? Let's move forward. So we have an event coming up February 19th, if I remember correctly. And you guys are going to throw down, right? I am going to be there. I plan on being there front and center because just for a moment, I'm going to bring my feelings back. I want to see this man just whoop your ass. And if you don't mind, get a couple in there for me too, for him coming to my home.
You're going to have to get some in for him because he won't be able to make it up the stairs to get into the arena because you're a neckbeard loser. Wow. That's why you sit down and do your podcast. Wow. Be a man. Stand up. Wow. We were talking about being a man earlier. Hey, it's 2022. Where's the ergonomic table? Huh? Stand up desk. Stand up into your podcast. Wow. Be a man.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, just consider yourself fortunate that I didn't show you what kind of man I am by throwing your ass out of my house. But anyway, like I said, I'm going to be professional. I'm going to be professional. All right. Let me ask you this question. I know you've got beef with Cobra here and everything. I get that. But that aside, what made you want to show your talents in AWP? Is there a reason why you chose that promotion? I was saying this in the first segment. I am impressed with the way AWP is run, the way things go. It seems it's very professional. I'm very impressed by that. Is that why you chose to perform in that company, or are there other reasons?
You know, it's a nice setup. And by the way, I was asked to come to AWP. Okay. I didn't just put myself out there and say, hey, choose me, because that's not me.
Gotcha.
Daniel Ryan has never been a choose me kind of guy. Mm. Okay. I got asked to go to AWP. I got asked to make a splash, and that's what I did. Gotcha. Okay. I came in there, I made a splash, and someone got jealous of it. Mm, okay?
Okay.
I respect AWP. Did you see the setup at Olympus?
I did.
It was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
However, I didn't like the fact that this asshole got a video package while I just had my name on the screen. That was pretty bollocks. But, you know, they got a nice setup. Thought I'd make a splash. I did. And someone didn't like it all too much. Gotcha. That's why I'm there.
Gotcha. Okay. So now that you've been at AWP a few times, are you solo? I mean, I know you have your guys.
Yeah, my boys with me, Culture Shock.
Yeah, Culture Shock that rolls with you. Are you guys just loners to yourselves? Are you making some alliances at AWP? I mean, how's it going over there?
So what we do behind closed doors is none of your business. Like, I don't want to know what you two freaks do behind closed doors. Okay, keep it real.
Okay, fair
I'm
enough.
Pretty fucking disgusted, I'm not gonna lie. You know, me and my boys, we all met on Tinder. You know, we all swipe right, and now we're the best of friends. Okay, so what we do is what we do.
Gotcha.
And what you do is sit here and do your podcast. Don't worry about that.
All right. Fair enough. Let me ask you this, Cobra. Again, put your feelings aside just for a moment. You got to admit, Danny is talented. I mean, he put on one heck
Say
of a show at Olympus. I mean, he wouldn't be in AWP if he wasn't.
Yeah,
right or wrong.
Only the best of the best make it to
exactly.
AWP.
Thank you.
I'm not gonna sit here and say that he's not talented. Even I can tell you he's good in the ring.
Right.
But what sets him apart and the reason why, you know, he is where he is because he loses track, he loses sight, he lets his emotions get the best of him. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Maybe I have too. That's exactly probably why I lost at Olympus. I disqualified myself in the second fall.
Right.
I let my emotions get the best of me.
Right.
But the difference between me and Danny is I like to do things a respectable way. I like to face people head on. He likes to, you know, take the cheap route, easy route. He likes to go from behind, you know, to try to get his advantage, you know. And then on top of that, he's a very disrespectful human being, and that's just not how I roll.
I understand. So does respect mean anything to you, Danny?
No, I kind of just wipe my hands wherever I want to, shake whoever's hands I want to. I kind of do whatever I want to, whatever Culture Shock wants to. Mm-hmm. I don't really give a damn about what you think. I don't give a damn about what he thinks. I don't give a damn about what anybody thinks. I care about how much fun I'm going to have being an asshole to this guy. If that makes him mad, okay, cool, fine. That's okay. But I'm having fun, and that's all that matters.
Gotcha. All right, so February 19th, you guys are going to face off. Danny, I'll ask you this question first. What can we look forward to see from you? What do you think? I mean, how's it going to go down for you?
How do you think? It's a wrestling match. Oh, you want to see us go in there and kiss each other? Is that what you want? Is that the answer you wanted? You want me to go play patty cake with him? Go hug him?
Of course not.
We keep talking about coming up from each other on the behind. You want me to go hug him from behind? Like we're taking a 90s Walmart photo? Is that what you want?
Dude, you're talking a lot about taking him from behind. What's up with that?
Well, I'm starting to get a little worried.
Well, your man here, I'm assuming you don't give him a lot of behind because he keeps bringing it up. So
I think you're going to keep bringing it up. Are you not getting any behind?
I'm having to make up for that for him. So that's what's really going on. Look, this is what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen in our match is I'm going to go out there looking cute as hell, curls tight as hell, shoes tight as hell. Okay? I'm going to go beat the hell out of him and walk out of victor. Like hell, because I keep saying hell. So.
Gotcha. What about you, Cobra? How's it looking for you?
I'm going to go out there. It's the same thing as every other night, man. Go out there, steal the show, put on a show for the people, and just do whatever I have to do to make sure I walk out the victor. That's all there really is to it. Just teach him a little bit of lesson about respect. You know,
it's about time that we face. I'm not going to read that lesson. I can't even read.
It's pretty evident. It's pretty evident.
I'm dyslexic, so you're making fun of a dyslexic. Wow. Go on, please. Let this bully keep going.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to this match. So I got to be honest, man. Like I said, yes, I'll give it to you. You are a talented performer. Definitely got what it takes in the ring. I'll give you that. But if I'm being honest, I'm really, really getting tired of seeing you in my house. So I think I'm ready for you to get the hell out of here.
I think I'm ready to go too. It smells like fart gas in here. So I think I'm ready to peace
out. So for what it's worth, I do appreciate you sitting down and keeping it cool for a little while so we could actually talk to you. But with all due respect, if you don't mind, I'd like you to get the hell out now.
Okay. Well, you guys have fun kissing each other and hugging each other from behind, you freaks. Yeah. And I'll be going
try not
doing big money things.
Yeah.
Try whatever. Not breaking into houses anymore.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Next time, it's your ass. I'm just telling you that if you ever do this
here again. Here he goes talking about ass again.
You ever
Jesus,
do it again.
You guys are freaks.
Anyway, we're going to go ahead and go to commercial. We'll be back after this break.
Going on 10 years in the community, Metroflex Gym has been the place for back to basics, no fluff training. At Metroflex, you'll have the resources available to you to reach your fitness goals, whatever they may be. Owners Daniel Haggerty and David Wheat are available and ready to help guide you in the proper direction to get the best results for your health. Want to lose weight, increase stamina, or gain mass? Daniel Haggerty is a licensed trainer with over 25 years experience in nutrition and training and how to get the most out of your workouts. Come by today for a visit at 2101 Clovis Barker Road, San Marcos, Texas, or call to make an appointment for a tour at 512-878-8575. Homegrown in the community and veteran owned, Metroflex Gym is the hardcore training place for a hardcore workout. Call today.
All right, we are back. So we just had that whole second segment. I'm sorry, man, if that upset you. I just felt having him be here for that segment and hearing his side of things and stuff. I was kind of trying to look at more, wanting to get people to really invest in
it's
in
a business show. Man, I can't hate on the business, you know. It's just,
but
it's one of those things where it's just disrespectful to some, for someone to literally just come into someone's home then the manner that he did, you know, uninvited, you know, unsolicited attention, unsolicited invite, it's just like, you know, also our apologies for, you know, for you, you know, for unfortunately he put his hands on you, like that was just disrespectful. You know, I mean,
you shouldn't have to apologize for him. You know, just, I mean,
but we just can't control some of these guys. You know, it's just like, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, listen, I'm gonna be honest with you, okay? I owe him one. I'm not a wrestler, okay? I grew up in Uvalde, all right? And in Uvalde, one thing that we learn, you know, you stand up for yourself, okay? I appreciate you checking on me after, you know, he hit me and everything, but I owe him one, and so you know, I don't know if you're going to talk to him or anything like that, but you just tell him to be careful because I do owe him one.
There's nothing that needs to be. I mean, obviously, whatever management wants to do, I'll let them handle that.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm the
fair
King enough. Cobra, you fair know, enough. come February 19th.
Please tell me you'll get him a couple definitely. For me. Thank you.
I'm going to be kicking ass, dog. You already know me.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay, I got you.
Cool, because that was just, that was uncalled for. I mean, I was talking to you, you know, before about how, seeing Eric Shadows go after that fan, and I was asking you about the bad guys in your promotion. Is that something that they do? Apparently, it is.
Apparently,
you know. I mean, he comes into our house, and anyway, let's just move on from that because I really don't want to give that idiot any more time on this podcast. So, so you got an event coming up, February 19th, right? Uvalde, Texas.
Aftermath,
and yes, sir. I am looking forward to that. So now I want you to put your promoter's hat on. Because
all right, hold on. All right, so we were front. The only other way I could do this is go back.
Yeah, right. Okay. So I want you to tell the listeners right now about the event. Why should they come check out this event? What kind of action should we be looking forward to seeing at this event?
Why should they come on out?
Yeah,
exactly. It's AWP. That's why.
I like it.
That's
like
all I got to say. It's AWP. I like it. So one thing I will say, I take a lot of pride in this, and I take a lot of pride in my business and what we've been able to accomplish in our first year. We won Texas Promotion of the Year.
That's right.
Okay. And they obviously, that day. And that's one of those things where I'm not going to take all the credit for it. You know, I can't.
Right.
I owe that to our fans, really. You right. know, and I know that sounds cliche. A lot of people are going to be like, oh, that's cliche.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, it's the truth.
Right.
Because AWP would not have even made it past the second show if we didn't have, you know, a good attendance. If we didn't have people buy tickets. If we right. didn't have people come on out and enjoy all the action like that they do every single show.
Oh, you for
know?
Sure.
For we
sure.
have a very great fan base. And, you know, I'm honored. I really am. I'm yeah. blessed. And, you know, without the fans, we really couldn't have done it all. All of that. But aside from us, you know, being named Texas Promotion of the Year, Aftermath, you have 5 great matches already announced. You have Culture Shock going up against the Born Haters.
Uh-huh.
Very good team also. Born Haters, I love them. They're so funny.
Right.
They're
right.
so funny. So that's going to be a good match. I believe that's also Culture Shock's first tag team match together, okay. at least on AWP.
Okay.
Culture
Shock is the
Danny's. Okay, Danny's so boys.
I'm hoping they lose. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think we agree there.
Yeah, we agree there.
So we have that match taking place. We also have Eric Shadows actually defending his title against ASF.
Mm.
And ASF. ASF, I don't know if you guys have heard really too much about him. But
well, I saw him that.
Yeah, you saw Olympus. Him at Olympus.
Yeah, he's good.
I don't know if you know this, but he's actually one of the biggest wrestlers right now in the state of Texas.
Really?
He is doing matches for GCW. I don't know if you've heard of GCW.
Yeah, of course I've heard of GCW.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of shows for GCW, for local wrestling. He's been traveling a lot.
Wow.
You know, the U.S. That's a lot. Awesome. So he's blowing
he's
up.
He's good.
He's good. Really good. Yeah. He's one of those guys I honestly would love to have a match against.
That's awesome.
I would love to face ASF. That'd be awesome.
Well, if he wins, maybe that'd be someone next
if he wins, too. I mean, hey, ASF, if you're listening right now, bro, if you win, give me a title match. Let's do this. let's tear the house down.
Yeah.
But so ASF, he will be taking on Eric Shadows, so that should be a great match.
Cool.
We also have Nathan Bradley going up against Max Heights, who is also a fan favorite in Uvalde.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has a lot of family in Uvalde, so, you know, we're expecting a pretty nice home crowd for him, too.
Right, right.
You know, right. That's another match.
Cool.
How many is that so far? 4? I think it's the name 4 so far. Oh, and then you obviously have me and Danny.
Yeah.
And Danny going up against each other, which, I mean, there's not much to say besides it's going to be a fight, you know? At this point, you know, him barging into your house in the manner that he did, laying his hands not only on your wife, but even hitting you, you know?
Yeah.
In your own home.
I know.
In your own home. The audacity.
Yeah.
So I'll take care of him for you night on February 19th. I got you.
I appreciate it. I'll be there in the front row cheering you on, brother.
Heck, I mean, I want to see it. Like, yeah. Well, I just want to see you.
Come on out.
I want to see you beat his little baby gap wearing ass.
There you go.
We're about to send Ronald McDonald back to McDonald's. I'll tell you what. God damn. Him and that hair. Killing me. So we have that match. And then we also have the debut of Jesse James.
I saw that. Yeah,
we do have the debut of Jesse James. I don't know who he's facing.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't know who he's facing.
Right, right.
But we do have him debuting. So I'm really looking forward to see when he brings to the table. I've heard a lot of good stuff about him.
That's awesome.
I think he's even a black belt.
Wow.
And I don't remember what it is in exactly. I want to say mixed martial arts, but I don't want to get in trouble. So
yeah.
I know he's a black belt. I just don't know in what.
Right, right.
But
right.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what he brings to the table. It's gonna be exciting.
Awesome, man. That I can't wait. I think it's gonna be. Which one is actually the, like, you know how they have the main event? Which one's considered the main event?
Is it the
championship match?
Yeah, Eric Shadows.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured.
Eric Shadows, ASF. You know, both guys have been in the business a while. I think Eric's been in it for over 10 years at this point.
Wow.
Over 10 years. I'm not sure how long ASS has been in the business. I know he's been in for a bit.
Yeah.
But they're going to tear the house down.
Awesome.
You know, all my hate aside, I know that Eric's a good athlete, and so is ASF. I mean, right. I have nothing against ASF. He came and helped me.
Yeah.
But, you know, ASF's also a tremendous athlete, so it's going to be awesome, man.
That's great.
Great main event.
It sounds like a great card. I can't wait for that. Now, there is something, I just remembered this, Exotic, and that's next weekend, the 15th. There's an event going on in San Antonio, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that right? At Rolling Oaks Mall?
Yes, sir.
And you're going to be there at that one, too.
Yes, sir.
Right? Tell us a little bit about that one.
So next week at the mall, it's actually going to be Wrestling Shop and Trademark, something like that.
Okay.
It's there at Rolling Oaks Mall. It's going to be WrestleFest. So WrestleFest is actually a free event to attend.
Oh,
100% free. Yep, free admission.
What? And you get
Yeah, and you get to see a lot of great wrestling matches. I think ASF's on the card.
Nice.
We also have an AWP match where we're going to be doing an AWP match there at the show. There's going to be a few other matches too. I think there's even going to be an I Quit match for women, wow. Like a women's I Quit match.
Really?
And I think they even have a few other matches. I think Max Heights is defending, or I think he's just having a match against Sam Stackhouse, I think his wrestling name is. And then we also have a battle royal of some sort. I don't really know what the.
And now are you going to be there that day?
Oh, of course. Yeah, for AWP's match, I will be in the match. It's going to be a fatal four-way match for the AWP Championship, nice. Actually.
Nice.
So it's going to be Eric Shadows defending his title against myself, against Alex Arsenal, and against Danny O'Ryan.
Really?
So
you get to get him a little early.
I'll get a little bit of a butt whooping before then. Yeah.
So, but okay. There's a chance you could win the belt here, huh?
Yeah, there's an opportunity to win the belt too. It's just one of those things where, honestly, I hate him a lot.
Yeah.
But for one night, I have to focus on the prize, man. I gotta focus on winning the championship. Yeah. I can't let my anger towards Danny like distract me from the goal that's ahead of me, and that's winning the championship.
Right. Okay, well, I'll definitely be rooting for you. I'm planning on going there. Now I want to see the event, but I heard about this shop.
And yeah.
I got to go check out this shop.
Yeah, the shop is great. I'll tell you this. It's wrestling heaven.
That's what I heard.
Wrestling heaven.
That's what I heard. So I definitely got to check that out for sure. But yeah, I'm definitely.
If you guys are there, you know, hook me up with the Edge action figure. You know, Edge is my favorite wrestler, you know. Late Christmas, I think we're doing that, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. You know, speaking of Edge, at the Olympus event, y'all had a raffle.
And I heard you won.
Yes,
you
I
won
did.
The Edge autograph. My mom told me she entered it just to try to win me the Edge, and then I found out someone else won. I was like, oh. Dang. And then I found out it was you. I was like, oh, you won.
Yep.
That's awesome. It
was an Edge autograph, a John Cena autograph, a Roman Reigns autograph, and then a Money in the Bank commemorative chair.
I despise you. I think we're done with this interview.
Yeah, I got to tell you, man, I was not expecting to win anything. It was during intermission, the second intermission. I was out there talking with my cousin and my friends and stuff, and I see the raffle table, and I'm like, you know what? I like this promotion. I can spend $10 on some raffle tickets, give to the promotion a little bit, you know. So I went and I bought the tickets. I kid you not, the guy that was behind the ticket thing, he's also the ref, I think. He tells me, oh, you purchased the $35 ticket, right? And I was like, yeah. He goes, okay, well, you get a free ticket. So he gives me three tickets that are attached. Those are the ones I paid for, right? And then he gives me a free one. I'm like, bet, cool. Guess which one won?
The free one?
Yep.
Wow.
You see? And I'm not going to lie, AWP really... We didn't put that together. That was actually that was actually Ref Johnny. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was his way because he works with Ringside Records a bit.
Right.
He's the ref for Ringside Records, and it's Hayden actually that runs Ringside Records shows. Right. But, you know, Ref Johnny just wanted to give back. You know, he that he told me that he had a really big collection, a lot of stuff.
Right.
And, you know, he felt like he was able to give back at least a little bit. You know,
that's awesome.
I know sponsors got tickets too on the house. And I just thought it was a really cool thing and added to the event. So big shout out to Johnny for that.
Awesome, man. That's awesome. Well, it was great. I wasn't expecting to win. I was really happy that I did. There was a little kid. And it was one of those things where I think he wanted to win.
Yeah.
Because he kind of came up to me.
That little kid was me.
No, I'm not talking about you. No, there was another little kid. Little kid came up to me. He just goes, congratulations on winning. And you can like hear it in his voice. And I just looked at him and I go, thank you. Like, wow. I totally healed
FM
out.
Kids.
Yeah, I totally healed out on them on that one. Like, yeah, thanks, man.
I would say that too because it's funny, but I'm like, I love them kids.
Yeah.
I don't want my fans to be watching right now and be like, oh, what did Cobra just say? I'm going to go root for the House of Wolves now.
God. That is awesome, man. Hey, I want to just say thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Hey, man.
This was awesome. I mean, most of it was awesome. Getting hit in the face was not part of the plan. Mm. But it is what it is. I'm happy that we got to talk about the event. I really think that this will get some more people out there for sure. I will definitely be out there rooting for you, man. I want to see you kick Daniel Ryan's ass.
All over the bar.
All over the bar.
All over the bar. I got you.
Just let me know if you want to use my chair because I'll be more than happy to give it to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, but But yeah, man, why don't you let the people know they've never heard of AWP, where they can find information about it. If you have your socials, your Facebook, whatever it is, go ahead. This is your chance now to promote the heck out of it.
All right. So yeah, if you guys want to follow AWP on all social media, feel free to look us up on Facebook, Atlas Wrestling Promotion. If you guys want to follow us on Instagram, it would be Atlas Wrestling. And if you guys just want to follow me, the King Cobra Exotic, you guys can follow me on Instagram. All you got to do is look up Elijah Exotic on Instagram. And then on Facebook, just look up the King Cobra Exotic, and then you guys can follow me on Facebook.
There you go. There you go. And you'll find out all about it. You've been putting some videos up from Olympus.
Yeah, we have a lot of matches on the Atlas Wrestling Promotion Facebook. We have a lot of matches going up. Today we actually just posted PYT versus Ruination.
Yeah, I remember that match.
Yeah,
that's the one I danced at the beginning.
Yeah. So if you guys want to see Rob get them dance moves, you guys go watch that match right now.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, man. But again, thank you so much for being on the show. I really do appreciate it.
Yes.
Before we close out the podcast, I just want to let everybody know, like I said, there are some changes that are coming to the podcast. Want to go ahead and let you know right now that I am now, you know what, I'll wait till the next podcast to let you guys know this part, but I will say this. I want to say thank you to my lovely wife Melissa. Thanks for being my co-host. I do apologize for dragging you into this mess. Was not expecting what happened. Sorry about Danny, but I think Cobra's gonna take care of him for us, so yeah, we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I got you guys.
But thank you guys so much for tuning into the podcast. Remember, if you have any questions whatsoever, if you got questions that you want me to ask Elijah here at any time, you can always email us at brosofdiscussion@gmail.com. That's brosofdiscussion@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter and on Instagram. Just look up Brothers of Discussion, and we're right there. So you can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're also on Google Podcasts and, of course, on Anchor FM. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. Can't wait. February 19th. Definitely, if you're in the Uvalde area, it's not that far of a drive. If you're in San Antonio, you can make it. $10. I mean, come on.
$10.
That, yeah, that can't
kids,
be beat.
Kids 10 and under, free.
There you go. It can't be
beat. Bring out the family. Let's
yeah,
do this.
It's great family Let's entertainment. It's a great, great. I'm definitely going to be there, like I said. Next weekend, Rolling Oaks Mall, there's going to be a free event going on there. A lot of good pro wrestling going on in the area. A lot of
free wrestling.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on. So you guys come out there and join us. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Until next time, this has been Rob T, and you've been listening to the Brothers of Discussion Pro Wrestling Podcast.